It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Welcome back to The Attack, Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Very different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's this. You've got all the devices. You've got the iPhone. You've got the tablets. You've got the iWatch. You've got the iPoppy. You've got the Android. You're sitting at your desk on the big old clunky PC. Nothing wrong with that either. And you're ready to rock and roll on your day. You're getting everything off to work and, you know, kids off to school and all that kind of fun stuff. Well, guess what? We only get you for a little bit of time. So with that being said, we got to grab you while we can. We got to grab you while we can. And that's not easy. That is not easy. So what we look for is you and Radio On The Go. All right? So with Radio On The Go, all those devices can be used on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You just download the damn app. It's simple. You're not intimidated by the technology, so don't be intimidated by the app. /talk, listen live. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, it really is. So just check it out. We're there for you. And away we go. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect us. Are six each and every day. Very important for us. You see them on the street, thank them. Okay? Now, All-Star Weekend is upon us. And the NBA puts it in neutral. Team LeBron versus Team Steph. And one of the rising stars is going to join us right after this short timeout. Frank Ntilikina from the New York Knicks, and he'll talk about what's going on in his life right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
There it is. The brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, and we have the privilege now of being joined by Frank Ntilikina, who is NBA rookie extraordinaire for the New York Knicks and part of the All-Star Weekend, as All-Star NBA Weekend is upon us. How you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're doing some serious work with Mountain Dew and their Kickstart program, so let's talk about that a little bit before we get into some round ball.
Excited to work with Mountain Dew and also to go to the Mountain Dew Rising Stars. It's the first year where Mountain Dew invests in that event. He's going to make it just be awesome. It's going to be a very special moment for me. First Rising Stars. I was watching that moment since I was a kid. So I'm excited about this weekend and that partnership.
Well, and you're rubbing elbows with some pretty good guys who play your position, like Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving. That's got to be nice for you too, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. I'm just living the dream.
Living a dream is a nice thing, particularly when it's in the NBA and it pays well. It's interesting what's going on with your team right now and the unfortunate injury to Porzingis, and hopefully he'll be okay, but it kind of is determining the rest of the course for the season. It looks like Jeff Hornacek and company, they're gonna explore playing the young guys, and it's going to include you and Emmanuel Mudiay and some of the other guys on the team. And I guess you guys must be excited about the increased playing time, although disappointed about what happened to Kristaps in the direction of the season.
Yeah, of course. Having one of our teammates going through an injury and a long period injury is not easy for us. It's not easy for him. But also, on the other side, we said, hey, we know Kristaps is not going to be here for a while, so just let's not sit and wait till he goes back, till he comes back, but let's roll up together. Let's work a lot to make that team be better when he will be back, and then be a competitive team in the future.
I've watched you play a lot this season, and the play, to be fair, has been up and down like most rookies, but when you've been good, you've been really good, particularly on the defensive end of the ball. Most rookies come into the league unprepared to play defense. You were different. Talk about that a little bit and as to how you came in more readily prepared on the defensive side of the ball.
First of all, give all I can give to my team and to my teammates. So I know I have abilities on the defensive side of the court. So obviously I'm going to use them, and then I'm going to make everything to deny the team the opening to score and to make my offensive player struggle a little bit with the ball. So of course, I have abilities on this side of the court, so I'm gonna use them and make everything I can do to just win the game.
Well, you've got a unique situation now that Mudiay has joined the team. You're probably the only French-speaking backcourt in the NBA, and I would imagine if you guys wanted to make it difficult for the other teams, except for Tony Parker, of course, you could have your own language out there and really make it difficult for teams to pick up on what you're doing, couldn't you?
Yeah, we can build it. Of course, Emmanuel is not here since a while, so for now we're just speaking English on the court, a little bit of French off the court, but of course in the future we're gonna work on it, and it might cause some trouble for the opponent.
Yeah. I always look at the rookies who come in, and I see the guys who are one and done out of college, and I see the guys that come over from Europe. And it used to be that coming over from Europe was a bit of a disadvantage sometimes. But I think, and it's just my opinion, that playing in the professional leagues over there, it might actually end up helping you in that first season go-round within the NBA. Have you found that to be the case, that playing against the big guys and the adults in Europe has benefited you in playing the big guys and the adults in the NBA?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Of course, when you're over there, you play against a grown man. People are, like, very they have a lot of experience. So coming here, it might help you. But also, I think it's different. It's two different passes. So both of the passes have advantage and disadvantage. But, yeah, I think coming from Europe helped me a lot.
How have you found the culture shock in the United States?
It's different from France, but actually I like it. I just love being in New York, living in New York. New York is a very international city, so it helps a little bit. But just living here is just great for me, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, are you actually living in the city, or did you end up settling down in one of the suburbs for your first season?
Yeah, no, I'm not in the city yet.
It's a bit of adjustment. I lived in Manhattan for a long time, and it's an acquired taste, let's put it that way. Ed, what has been your biggest surprise now that you're living in the States? And first, let's say what your biggest surprise in the NBA has been, and then your biggest surprise off the court as a young man living in the States now.
Was not a surprise. It was an adjustment. Maybe the number of game per week, like, the NBA season is very long, and like you play a lot of games, you travel a lot, so it was not surprising, but it was an adjustment. But off the court, I would say how people are so much into sports, and especially in New York, how people are behind their team, and I mean, it feels good. It feels like you have a lot of support.
Well, as far as that goes and getting support, sometimes the veterans, they've been around a long time, and they know eventually you're going to take one of their jobs. Who's been helpful to you in making the adjustment here to the NBA game?
All my teammates. I've been lucky to be in a team like that, where there is a lot of Europeans, first of all, but also all the teammates are here to help. If there is one, I would say Jarrett Jack. Who's playing at my position, a good vet. I mean, he's giving me a lot of advice on how to be on the court and off the court, so I'm really thankful for it.
Frank Ntilikina here in the attack. What do you like to do in your downtime?
I don't know. Just typical things that a 19-year-old will do, like play video games, watch movies, like just relax and take care of my body, because I know when I'm not in the gym, which where I am most of the time, I have to just take care of my body to be able to play through that long season. So, I would say just stay on my couch, watching TV, play video games.
I have to tell you, reading books and to care of your body. You don't sound like a 19-year-old, at least not an American 19-year-old. What are you looking forward to as far as the NBA All-Star Week goes?
Just having a lot of fun going there, playing that Monendu Rising Stars. Was going to be very exciting moment. I'm excited about it. Just going there for the first time, spending some time in LA with my friends and my family is going to be fun.
Well, I guess there's a lot of first times that have happened for you this year, and hopefully Getting towards a championship is going to be one of those first times, at least for New York fans, somewhere in the not too distant future. One more time before we let you go, give us a little more information about the Kickstart Courtside Studios and where we can find out more information, and my listeners can find out more information.
You can find them on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and also. Just stay connected and make sure you stay connected and you watch the Moon and the Rising Star.
Well, and I appreciate the time, Frank. Listen, you have a great time. I, like you said, everything is a first time experience for you, and you never get those back. So enjoy it. Looking forward to seeing you in All Star Weekend, and then for the rest of the season, playing for the New York Knicks. Continued success and good health to you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Frank Ntilikina here on The Attack, and Rising Stars this weekend with the NBA All-Star Game. And good stuff. He's a very level-headed young man and seems to understand where his priorities are. Video games, books, and keeping his body in shape. That's not such a bad thing for an NBA rookie. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black, and you are listening to The Sports Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black here, you there, 1-800-878-PLAY. That was fun with Frank Ntilikina. You know, the guy comes in, 19 years old. He's a millionaire. So he's living in the suburbs, which is smart. Stay away from the bright lights until you know how to handle them. Besides the fact he can't go in anywhere and drink anyway. He's 19 years old. I'm sure there's some places that would let him in. I am a realist after all. But not so bad. And he's getting it done to a point. He's been inconsistent. The offense obviously needs a lot of work. And I think a new coach next year, which is probably what's going to happen in New York, will help that aspect of it. He plays NBA-ready defense, which will keep him in the league for a long time. Is he going to be a superstar? I don't know. I doubt it. I think he could end up being a very solid 10- to 12-year guy who you will want on your roster, a piece of the puzzle, as it were, unless the offensive game just evolves, because he can create his own shot. He's not shy about taking his shot. And that's one thing watching a lot of Nick basketball is when he's had the opportunity to shoot, he shoots. He doesn't knock it down as much as they would like, but he does shoot. Now, if that's something he works on in the offseason and he can evolve a little bit, well, then maybe he could turn into a star. You know, he's not one of those flashy guys. He's not somebody where you're going to go ooh and ah off the dribble, and he's not dunking the basketball all the time. But if he can come up with a consistent mid-range and at least a decent three-point range, because he does shoot the three, he distributes, and he plays defense. The one thing Jeff Hornacek is trying to convince him to do, which when you're 19-year-old and you're a sleight of frame and you're playing against trees that stand 7 foot, he's trying to get him to drive to the basket more. And he just doesn't have that aspect of his game yet. When they promoted Trey Burks from the G League, that's one thing Burks immediately did. Now, Burks is not talented enough to be their guy of the future. And maybe it ends up being Emmanuel Mudiay. That's entirely possible. Don't forget, they passed on Mudiay to draft Kristaps Porzingis. Hello? That worked out pretty well. So they have three lottery picks, legit lottery picks on that roster. Mudiay got buried, and there was no future for him. I don't know what went on out there and whether or not that end of the deal wasn't working out or they just felt he wasn't going to evolve. He's shown some flashes, but he hasn't gotten the playing time. Now, Hornacek is playing both of them much more than he was in the first half of the season. They are playing together in the backcourt. Where it goes in the second half, I don't know. It would be tough to sit Courtney Lee because he's having a career year, and you just still want to be competitive in basketball games and win basketball games. But Knick fans as a whole would have no issue in playing the two of them as backcourt mates and seeing what they have as they head towards the end of the year. And if they're having a particular night where they're having a bad game, you put Jared Jack in or you put Courtney Lee in. And they sit and they learn. But the other part of the equation with that is the rest of the roster is kind of piecemeal veterans who have traveled around a lot. Kyle O'Quinn seems to have found his place, and he's definitely part of the future. What they do with Enes Kanter remains to be seen. He's going to opt in next year at $17 million. So they're stuck with him. And he's played very well for them. But Kristaps, he's going to be into December, maybe even the new year, before he comes back. So they have to figure out a lot of things. They're going to have a lottery pick. Who do they add? Where do they add them? All those questions will be answered. But, you know, but quite honestly, and I always love how people go about approaching this, and they say, well, you know, he's a bust. He was a first-round draft pick. Everybody's a first-round draft pick in the NBA. The only time players are truly a bust in the league is if they wash out when they're a lottery pick and they're out of the league in four years and they're done. Then you blew it. That's not going to be the case with Tilakina. I don't think it's going to be the case with Moutier. I know it's not the case with Kristaps. So that's not a bad core to start with. Get it right in the lottery this year. You're going to have to move some pieces out. I mean, Jarrett Jack has done a very nice job with these guys, but he won't be on this roster next year. Where Courtney Lee lands remains to be seen. And we'll find out. We'll find out. +1 800 878 PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Let's go to Pyeongchang. What do we got here? Oh, the shirtless Tongan finished 114th in cross country. He didn't ski shirtless, which is good. But he's never fallen, which is good. He finished last. But that's okay. No, I'm sorry. He was 114th out of 116. So, you know, we weren't exactly talking about elite stuff here. But guess what? Here's a guy who represents his country in two sports, by the way. Cross-country skiing and taekwondo in the summer games. I like it. Now, don't forget, they have to qualify. And this is the Eddie the Eagle rule, where they were all offended by the fact that somebody who wanted to represent his country actually went about doing it because England didn't have a ski jumping team at that point in time. So he became the team, and they tried to keep him out. Well, the rules as they're set up is to do exactly that, keep people out of the Olympics, which is idiocy. It's idiocy. Because most teams represent. Now, Tonga's not a Winter Olympic sport, obviously. A Winter Olympic country, I should say. But if the guy wants to represent his country, and they can come up with the money to send him to Korea, then damn it, let him compete. And Haman Madrazo also went through the exact same thing. He's a 43-year-old dude out of Mexico. But they have to get into qualifying races. And they had one in Armenia. They both failed. Poland failed. Turkey failed. Austria failed. So they went to Iceland. And Madrazo was saying that he and Pita went to Iceland. They were completely out of money. And they had one last chocolate bar. So they split it and said, well, we fight another day. Madrazo, he had to call home because he could only afford a one-way ticket to Iceland. And I don't know where the hell they were sleeping. Hopefully next to something warm and fuzzy. Now, some of the diehards at the back of the pack waited for the rest of the guys. And you talk to the other competitors, they're not put out by this. Now, with the Eddie the Eagle story, they dramatized it a little bit that the British team gave him a hard time, and some of them did. But most embraced him, and he was the guy at the end of the Olympics. He was the story, them and the Jamaican bobsled team. That was him and the Jamaican bobsled team. That was the first year that the Jamaicans competed, and that was a feel-good story, too. And they tried to keep them out. But the person who won the gold medal, Dario Colonna, was all for it. And I loved his attitude. He said, I think it's good to have so many skiers from many different countries here. We have 60 nations. We're fighting for medals, but it's good to feel the Olympic spirit. Hello? We've had a lot of bad news lately. So it's good to keep up the Olympic spirit. That is the story. And friendships are formed. Those guys, Peter and Madrazo, they're going to be friends for the rest of their lives. Let's tap out. We'll be friendly right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
There you go. Welcome back to the Attack Black U. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's totally a telephone number of the Attack. And we've got Olympics going on, and I talked about the storyline before with the cross country, which to me was the most appealing storyline, quite honestly. The cheating in curling, the burnt rock foul. You got me here. It's a very polite sport. Canada versus Denmark women. and Danish player touched a stone that was in motion, and that is a foul called a burned rock. And Canada had three choices. They could ignore the foul, rearrange the stones to whatever position they think they would have ended up if the stone hadn't been touched, or remove the stone from play. Rachel Holman, who is the captain of Canada, decided to remove the stone. And it is a very aggressive option within the sport. They took the lead at 6-4. And Denmark got a steal of a point at the end and ended up winning 9-8. But there was controversy because they didn't like the option that Canada chose. But then again, your person shouldn't have touched the stone. So, USA men finally got it together. Two power play goals. They beat Slovakia. This is going to be interesting. I don't know if they're going to be able to win the game or not. It's an interesting mix. You have retired NHL guys and a bunch of kids in college. So, first game, not so good. Second game, much better. So we'll find out. NHL refusing to participate. I get it. It kind of messes up the middle of their season. I completely understand. You know, these things happen. Mikaela Shiffrin, who was a given to win in the slalom, did no such thing. Inevitable gold. Every time they say inevitable gold, it ends up being not so much. She threw up before the run. So, essentially, it was nerves and not a virus. But she also, and this is somebody who I found her interview interesting when she was talking about how she goes about things. She has two things on her shoulders when she goes into the gate, the angel and the devil. And the angel's telling her, you're the best at the world in this, and you can do this and everything else, and you're going to win gold, and you're going to go downhill, and you're going to make a wonderful run, and all is going to be good, kumbaya. And then she's got the devil on her shoulder saying, you really suck at this, and all the practice and everything doesn't mean a thing. You're going to go down a hill, you're going to fall, and you're going to die. She said this herself. Evidently, the devil won out yesterday. Now, she also had a lot of pressure on her because she won in the last Olympics with the slalom. And she also had the unfortunate aspect of it with the compression of the running of the events because of the weather that's been going on there. And if I had to guess, and I'm playing amateur ski expert here, I would think that's probably what did her in, was just back-to-back like that. They're creatures of habit. All of them are. Doesn't matter if you're doing gymnastics or speed skating or figure skating or skiing or cross-country skiing or hockey or whatever. They set these schedules up. And mentally and as far as what you're doing in practice and everything else, you're preparing for the schedule that they have up in front of you. When they alter the schedule, it sometimes messes with you. Now, there's two runs in the slalom. She was a half second off the lead in fourth place after the first run. Now, in 20 of her 21 slalom wins, she was in the lead after the first run. But in the second run, she was doing the job. She was 0.75 ahead of the top score, 0.64, 0.77, so she actually picked up some time. And then minus 10 as they went into the finish line. But then the green turned to red, and a combined time of 139.03 put her 0.8 of a second behind the leader, Katarina Galhuba, with the three fastest skiers, including Galhuba, yet to compete. So she got knocked off the podium by finishing 0.08 of a second off the medal stand. I mean, that's pretty thin. It's pretty thin. And she beat herself up afterwards. She said, I beat myself in the wrong way today. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the reasons and whether she did, whether she didn't, or whatever. But she recognized that she fell short. And she said, look, and she prefaced it by saying, this is going to sound arrogant, but I know I'm the best slalom skier in the world because I've done that skiing so much. What I did in the race today was not close to that, not even close to what I was doing with my free skiing, but the races are the ones that count. So it's tough. Again, they're sticking microphones in front of these kids at a very young age, and they're supposed to say this, that, and the other thing. But she didn't quite make it. You know, the thing, and I'll tell you something. It's happened on the rarest of occasions. The only thing that Summer Olympians have to deal with, and it, again, depending on where it is. In Mexico City, it was altitude. In Greece, when they had it, it was heat. There is, you know, heat and humidity. Every once in a while, there's rain where they make them compete. But for the most part, that doesn't happen. The weather conditions in Rio, although hot, were perfect. Winter Olympics are a completely different animal when it comes to the competition. Now, not any indoor events, obviously, but on the outdoor events, the alpine skiing, the ski jumping, the cross country, all of it, it all is dictated by weather conditions. Is it windy? Is it icy? Do they have snow coming when they're competing? Is it a mix of rain and snow, which changes the terrain? Like I said, the compression of the events in the alpine skiing went a long way in determining who performed and who didn't perform and how they performed. It's a much more inexact competition outdoors in the Winter Olympics than it is outdoors in the Summer Olympics. Now, again, it's a level playing field. Everybody's competing in the same conditions. But it truly makes a difference. And it's everything. It could be using the wrong wax. It could be not sharpening the blade to the right texture. It can be, you know, not creating the proper edge up on the jump. It can be a gust of wind that changes everything. And it's tough. It's very tough. She'll be fine. I just, the only thing I worry about with people like that is, she beats herself up. And she really does. You're 22 years old, kid. If you want it, you're going to be back in 4 years. It's okay. Honestly, it's okay. Lindsay Jacobellis didn't medal in the snowboard cross event, which, again, I couldn't tell you, you know, whether they're doing it right or not doing it right. Although this is one that actually, I'm sorry, the cross snowboard event, that actually, they race out of a gate, which is cool. That I like. She didn't medal. I guess she was supposed to. I just don't get the whole snowboarding thing. I swear I don't. I get it. I'm old. I'll tell you what. Norway and the Netherlands are kicking some serious booty thus far. Particularly in the skating. Speed skating. They've had 7 races in the Olympic Oval. The Dutch have won 6 of them. Damn Skippy. I like that. Now, the man, Nathan Chen, was supposed to be our big hope in men's figure skating. Not so much. Chen got all the interviews, got all the money for the commercials. He did a media conference on his own, separate from the team. He's 18 years old. And fell down a bunch. He fell on his opening jump, a quadruple Lutz. Step outs on two other jumps, a four revolution leap that was only three. And when the music stopped, he was horrified. He's been in four competitions this season and had not lost and was a favorite to win gold. Not the favorite, but a favorite. 17th out of 24. He ain't winning a medal. That was a short program. So we'll see. He struggled in the world championships as well, so maybe the pressure gets to him. Japan's Hanayu is in first. Javier Fernandez, Spain's figure skater, that's pretty cool, is in second. Adam Rippon, who is a veteran, is in seventh. You know, but this is where, and again, it can be a very catty sport because it's a lot of individual stuff. They try to emphasize the team when they have the team skate in the beginning, but it's really not. And it's something that's almost forced. I wish they'd drop it, but they won't because it brings good ratings. He's hopefully he's got people around him that can support him. Because this is a come to Jesus moment. Well, you know, we'll find out. Now, again, there's no pressure on him in the long program because of the fact that, well, he sucked in the short program and he ain't going to win a medal. So maybe he just lets it loose and he finds himself. I hope so, because he's a young kid. You shouldn't have to go through that as a young kid. A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. We're pressured right now to a commercial, and hell, we got to pay the bills too. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. First I want to thank Frank Ntilikina for coming on board. And we had a good time with him. And again, good luck going future. Like I said, I don't know that he's going to be a star in this league, but I think he's certainly going to be a very solid player. And maybe more than that. We'll find out. He's got that offseason of working his outside shot, and he certainly should. Nice story here. Again, and I've made my opinion note, GQ named Colin Kaepernick their man of the year, and as far as I'm concerned, you can put that right in the toilet bowl. J.J. Watt should have been the man of the year, and he was in many circles. He got honored with an honorary doctorate from Baylor University. And that's damn nice. They gave him a doctorate of humanities and medicine degree. That's pretty damn impressive. And they're also honoring an emergency medical service director, Dr. David Perse, who was in charge down in Houston when things were going on and kept the death toll and the injuries from being much worse. Guy raised $37 million for Harvey victims. He was named the Walter Payton Man of the Year earlier this month. No matter what he does in the rest of his NFL career, he will be remembered for that. And rightfully so. This is good. And I mean, I'm seeing people on social media knocking it. Well, he's not a doctorate. He's not that smart. I'll just leave it at that. What did you do? Did you write a check to the fund? Or did you just sit there and go, oh, that's great. Isn't that nice? For people who wrote checks, yeah, then you got something to say. Otherwise, shut your yap. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. Again, thanks to Frank.